With us today, Turnberry recording artist, IBMA Male Vocalist of the Year. That certainly has a great title for this gentleman that's going to be with us, and that is Greg Blake. And Greg, also the lead singer for an award-winning group, Special Consensus. Man, it is so great to get a chance to talk with you.
Oh, Al, thanks so much for calling and getting me on your show. I really enjoy your show. I like the stuff you play, and I just appreciate you reaching out to me.
Well, as we had talked off air, we don't get a chance to talk very often, but you and I both, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we're from West Virginia, and both of us made a trip out west to Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas. I lived out there a long time, and I know that you did, and I don't know if you still do or not, but we run into each other at a festival out there I was emceeing, and I thought then, right there is going to be a powerhouse. And
well, thanks, Al. Yeah, you're right. That's I was born and raised in West Virginia, and then moved out to the Midwest after graduating high school. Went to college out there and graduate school. Met my first wife out there, and we raised a family, and was out there for quite a while until we got a call. I was involved in full-time local church ministry, and then we got a call to go out to work at a church in Colorado, southwest of Denver, up in the mountains in a little mountain town called Conifer, and that's where I met Jeff Scroggins, and that's when I met you. It's when Jeff Scroggins and I put a band together, and out of Colorado, and we played a festival there in Nebraska, and that's where I met you the first time.
Yeah, sure was. And then we got a chance to talk a minute or two, like a minute or two, there at the IBMA a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your music. You mentioned ministry and education, and you did that, I believe, pretty much the first part of your life. You really didn't go full-time till you got just a little bit older. I guess Jeff Scroggins was kind of a stepping stone for you getting hooked up with Special Consensus in one way or another.
You got it right on the, you hit the nail on the head there, Al. The really, of course, music's always been a part of my life from as early as I can remember. But as far as a career, I first started in ministry full time, various ministry positions in churches, and I also taught in a small training school. I've done some administrative work in Christian schools and things like that, but always did music part time. When I moved out to Colorado, my family was getting a little bit older. My kids were getting a little bit older, and I met up with Jeff Scroggins, and the opportunity arose when that band really started taking off and getting busy, and then I kind of made the shift. I kind of retired from ministry. I'd been in ministry for 30 plus years, and then just had the opportunity to go full time with Jeff. And just about the time we really started rolling, that's when COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And we came off the road, and we all had moved into different places out of Colorado, and putting the logistics together to travel was becoming, pretty near impossible. So, so we dissolved the band, and I had plenty of solo stuff going on at that time. But, like I said, COVID had hit, and it was just, everything just came to a standstill. And then as people were thinking about coming back out of COVID and the shutdown and maybe trying to start things back up, that's when I got a call from Greg Cahill, and he needed a guitar player and a lead singer. And I said, well, you got me at a good time. I'm not doing anything. So Greg and I had been friends for a long, long time. We'd cross paths a lot when he'd bring the band to the Midwest, and I would see him there, various festivals that I either might have been attending or playing at, and we became fast friends then. And so he had kind of heard that you know, that I thought I'd come off the road from Jeff Scroggin. So he gave me a call. And, yeah, we've really been enjoying being part of that band. Greg's a, you know, he's a great band leader, quintessential gentleman, you know, and great guy to work for and work with. So I'm super happy playing with this band.
Yeah, y'all fit together really well, and it's a great band. I've talked with Greg two or three different times. Like I say, you never get a chance to really sit down and talk, but I know he's very very nice man, and I'm glad that he chose you and you chose them. The latest album from Special Consensus is Great Blue North. You all released that on Compass mm-hmm. Records. And well, let's talk about Snowbird. That's one of okay. the that's just one of the great cuts on that album. Tell us about the album, Great Blue North.
Well, again, you know, it kind of arose out of COVID. They had recorded, before I came on board with Special Consensus, they had recorded a great album called Chicago Barn Dance, named after the title cut was named after a song that was written by Allison Brown and Becky Buller and Missy Raines. And they wanted to do an album that celebrated their 45th anniversary as a band. And all the songs on that were a tip of the hat to the musical influences that Chicago had brought into country, Americana, and even bluegrass music. And but again, they released that just as COVID was getting ready to, you know, was really starting to flare up, and several hundred copies of that Chicago Barn Dance album sat in Greg's basement for several months.
Wow, what a shame.
So yeah, and then but anyway, so the band had kind of gotten off of their every other year album release type schedule, and Allison Brown, you know, owner of Compass, and then also producer of all of the Compass albums that Special C has put out. She had suggested to Greg, well, let's get you guys in the studio and at least get a single recorded. And she had suggested a J.P. Cormier song. J.P. is a great guitarist and songwriter and singer out of Nova Scotia, Canada. And she said, I think this would be a good song to feature your new singer, Greg Blake. And sure enough, man, I loved the song, and we did it. And the folks, you know, when it aired on the radio, they loved it. It was entitled Blackbird. And so it did so well that we thought, well, let's just do a tip of the hat to Canadians. Let's just do a bunch of Canadian songs written by Canadians. And so that's what we did. That's what Great Blue North is, the album. It's a tip of the hat to all of our wonderful Canadian friends who are musicians and writers. And so we did 10 cuts. We added 9 more cuts to Blackbird. And of course, when we knew that we were going to do a Canadian leaning album, we said, you know, if at all possible, we really ought to put Snowbird on this album if we can do it. And so we listened to it, and again, Greg Cahill said, Greg, you got to sing this. And so I always loved the song. I'm a big Ann Murray fan, mm-hmm. And so we did it and got a. We got a pretty good scald on it, and Claire Lynch is helping with some of the harmony vocals on it, and I think it turned out pretty good.
IBMA, Male Vocalist of the Year. I like saying that, Greg. You so well deserved that and received that award, and some of the great vocals that you have done throughout the years, and it just keeps getting better and better. So you're a Turnberry recording artist, and I got this single in the mail a few months ago, and my jaw dropped open when I heard your all's version of Tennessee Rain. And I'm talking about Jeff Brown, Rebecca Spear, and you. So how did Tennessee Rain all come about? That is a great cut.
well, appreciate that, Al, so much, really do. And, Yeah, Keith Barnacastle, you know, the owner and founder of Turnberry Records, he just called me up one day, and he said, you know, I've been talking with David Stewart, who wrote Tennessee Ring, and, you know, David, over the last 4, 5, 6 years, has just been on a tear writing great songs that have just lit up the bluegrass charts.
Yeah.
And Keith said, you know, I can hear this Tennessee Rain being doing at a faster pace, because David recorded it kind of as a country song several years ago, right after he wrote it. And then Fast Track, the bluegrass group, got a hold of it and did it about the same pace, but they really didn't push it to radio. They had several other great tracks on that album that it came off of that did really well for them on the radio. And they really didn't push Tennessee Rain that much, their version of it. And Keith just had the idea. He said, you know, I'm wanting to kind of highlight our Turnberry artists, and I want to do it as kind of a collaborative type effort. And, so he contacted me first, and then Rebecca and Jeff to sing harmony parts, and then also, you know, take a lead line every once in a while. And he said, but I want to do it fast. He said, is there any way you can do it fast? I said, well, let me try it, Keith. And so I just sat down with my little phone recorder, phone voice memo app, and my guitar, and I ramped it up and sent it back to Keith. He said, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And so so we went into the studio and we cut it.
That cut, I don't know, there's something about that cut that just sticks right in my face. And that was just some great harmony pieces, and I think I like the way Rebecca Spear came in there, and she sang it, but yet she talked it, you know what I'm saying? And she was perfect just for that part.
Yep, exactly. And of course Rebecca is just such a great harmony singer too, but yeah, when she just does that one line on the chorus, that just adds something to it.
Yeah, it sure does. Hey, let's mention your website, Greg. If you'd like to go check out and see what's going on with Greg Blake, it's gregblakemusic.com. And, of course, Greg, you're on Facebook and Messenger and everything else, Instagram, and I know you check that stuff quite a bit. So if you really want to get in contact with Greg, you can go over there and get on some social media, and I know he'll visit with you. He's that type of fella. He'll just answer about anybody. That's how I got him. I'm surprised he answered me.
Yeah, no, that seems like that's the preferred means of communication these days with many people. So I try to pay pretty close attention to it, see if anybody's trying to get a hold of me.
Well, there's a lot of people trying, or will be continuing to try to get a hold of you. Especially when we get into talking about some of the music that you have recorded on your own, and I'm talking about the album People, Places, and Songs. It's really a hard decision to make to take a couple songs from that album, because all those songs are just special cuts, and who knows, we might end up talking about two or three. But let's talk about a song here. We'll go to the title track in just a few minutes. But let's talk about a song that you've got on there called On Down the Road. And that's going to be featuring Tim O'Brien. Kind of give us a little insight on that song, Greg.
Well, I appreciate what you said about that album, Al. That's my second solo album. And on this album, I wanted to do songs that had never been recorded before. So that being said, that means that I needed to, you know, to get, you know, hunker down and write some myself, and then also take advantage of a lot of the songs that these great writers all over the world had been, you know, had been sending me and pitching me to see if I would record them. And so there's just so much great writing going on right now. But this song was actually written, this On Down the Road, was actually written several years ago, but got lost. The story goes, a great a female singer and songwriter by the name of Barbara Gordy, who played for a Midwest band called Last Kansas Exit. And she's just a great writer. And so she moved away from Missouri to Nashville because she was doing so well. But when she got to Nashville, right after she recorded a bunch of her songs with like Brent Truitt and some of the other Nashville gang there, making some demos, she came down real sick. And basically it ended her career and her hopes of advancing her career there in Nashville. So she moved back home to Missouri. And we met up a few years ago, and she had heard that I was getting ready to put out an album. And she just thought, well, you know what? Maybe Greg might want a song or two. And she sent me all of those demo tracks. And Al, I mean, I could have made an album just out of all those demo tracks that she sent me. They're that good.
Wow.
And but I was really partial to On Down the Road. I just thought, the melody and the way she put the lyrics together, I mean, the song almost sings itself. And so I put it on the album, and I thought, you know, this needs a good harmony part to it. And I called up my buddy Tim O'Brien. I said, you know, I can hear Tim singing tenor to this. Mm-hmm. And he said he'd love to do it, and man, he just, it's just like the icing on the cake, his, you know, his tenor vocal on this song. And so yeah, it's one of my, if not my favorite cut, it's definitely right up there with the top three on this album, I think, in my opinion anyway.
Once again, IBMA Male Vocalist of the Year, Greg Blake, Turnberry Recording Artist. We're now talking about the album People, Places, and Songs. His website, gregblakemusic.com. You can contact Greg anywhere on social media. He'll get back to you. And most importantly, any one of these songs that we're talking about right now, you can go find and download and put on your USB and carry it in your car or on your computer, whatever you want to do. All super cuts. Right now, we're going to talk about a song that... I guess I don't say this too much, but it's personally partial to my feelings. And I think the way things are in this world right now, this is a great song that you have on this album, People, Places, and Songs. And it's called Me to We, Greg. So tell us the story.
Well, Al, this, you know, again, this song came out of the shutdown period, you know, the COVID. And I found myself sitting at my dining room table, you know, hour after hour, wondering, what am I going to do now that I'm not on the road? Yeah. And so it gave me an opportunity. It gave me an opportunity to actually do something I've been wanting to do for a long time, but I was too busy on the road, and that was to do some writing. Because, you know, everybody in the industry was telling me, you know, Greg, you know, the next step in your career is that you really ought to concentrate on doing some original material, you know, that of your own writing. And so the shutdown gave me that opportunity. The only problem was where this song came from. It came from, I was sitting, you know, how sometimes, you know, you're on social media, like on Facebook or something like that, and you're reading down through, other people's feeds, and you kind of get in a rabbit hole. You just start going down a rabbit hole, and it just takes up a lot of your time.
Yeah.
And and so I got on the feed of, I saw this on the feed of one of my friends, an acquaintance that I had, and it was an argument between he and another one of his friends of a long time. And they found themselves coming down on opposite sides of this one particular issue. And, you know, after, and then of course, you know, then all these other people, you know, doing the same thing as me, looking on, although I didn't contribute, I didn't want to add any fuel to the fire.
Right.
Because, you know, several dozen other people were already adding fuel to the fire. And by the time they got down to the end of this conversation, they never came to any kind of agreement or compromise. And they decided that basically their friendship that they had had for so many years really wasn't based on anything substantial. So right there on Facebook, they not only unfriended one another, but then they also decided to dissolve that long running friendship. And that just broke my heart, Al. It really did.
Sure.
It made me so sad because, you know, of course, you know, working in the church for many years, you know, I do believe in principles. And I think that there's, you know, there's definitely right and wrong. But at the same time, even though principles are very important, I think relationships really are even more important, and being right with one another, not necessarily right in an argument, but, you know, being in right relationship with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way that I could get through the angst that I was feeling, right, as a result of watching this friendship dissolve was just to kind of sit down and write. And that's where that song came from, was out of that situation. And, you know, I've seen it so many different times that we're so adamant about, you know, thinking that we need to be right. But, you know, maybe we don't always need to be right, but we do need to be right in relationship with one another. So that's where that came from, you know. So we need to move from me, all about me, to really concentrating on we, on us.
Me to we, and you got the story behind the song. Greg Blake, the writer, IBMA Male Vocalist of the Year, works with Special Consensus, Turnberry Recording Artist. We're now talking about the album People, Places, and Songs. Greg, before we go to the title track, oh yes, and everybody please, if you would, catch Greg there on social media and the website that I give out, and let Greg know that you was listening in, or, you know, jump over there and say hi. You know, he's always on the road all the time, could always use a friend or two to say hello, and at least that you're thinking of him and some of the artists out there. And for those of you that also, and I don't mention this enough, if you've got friends on other radio shows and radio stations, make sure you give them a call and ask them to play a little bit of Greg Blake and some of the artists out there. I'm not the only radio show in the world, so get these guys out there on the air, and maybe we can get them booked in at a few places. But I guess that leads up to this, Greg. So what's going on with you as far as traveling and playing out in gigs? Are you booked up already pretty much for 24?
Yeah, Al, it's looking, the year's looking really good. And, you know, of course, you know, Greg Cahill and Special Consensus is one of the hardest working bands in bluegrass. And he's very conscientious about keeping his boys working and helping them pay their bills. So, we had a nice little break, you know, over the second half of December, but we're starting right out today, you know, January the 6th, that we got a show in Illinois, just outside of Chicago, and a couple shows actually this weekend, and then in the middle of the week we head to the West Coast, and we've got a 10-day tour out there. And then right on the heels of that West Coast tour, we travel all the way back across the country, and we're doing one of Danny Stewart's bluegrass cruises out of Florida. So we're already busy for the month of January, and and it just keeps on going right after that.
Good for you. Well, I know that you're enjoying that and being out there with all the great people and the music. People, Places, and Songs. I think that little story you just give me about going to all these places and seeing all these people and playing all these songs. So you've got the album, People, Places, and Songs, another fantastic cut. So the title track, tell us about that, and that'll pretty much sum up, I think, the whole album.
Yeah, it you're right, Al. My good friend, songwriter out of Nashville, Don Kinney, we had, you know, crossed paths at an IBMA function, a few years back, and this was after my debut solo album, and she said, when are you going to put out another album? We're needing to hear some more Greg Blake music. And I said, well, I got the concept. I want to collect songs about, you know, the people that have made a difference in our lives, either positive or negative, and the places that we've been that have made an impact on our lives, either, you know, either literally or figuratively. And so I've got the concept, and I'm going to gather songs, and I'm going to call the album People, Places, and Songs. And she said, well, that's a great idea and great concept, but, you know, just that title, that line, that phrase, that's singable. And she said, let's write a song entitled People, Places, and Songs. And I said, all right, let's do that. So so she enlisted one of her longtime co-writing buddies, David Morris. And so the three of us got on Zoom about three times, and we wrote that song. And as you know, if you're hearing it for the first time today, you'll kind of find out it turned out to be autobiographical, but it really is. It does tell the story of the entire album. And you know, I'm a sucker for a story song anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's the whole idea. It's to me, Al, I know there's a lot of great singers out there. There's a lot of great artists. And, but I've always said that, you know, there's one thing about singing and delivering a song, you know, maybe academically and musically perfect, but sometimes it doesn't make that, what I call that 18-inch journey from the ear to the heart. And to me, those songs that about, you know, people who have really impacted our lives and the places that we've been in our lives, those are the songs that really talk to my heart. And those are the songs that stick with me. And so that's usually what I try to think about when I'm choosing songs to either to record and or perform. And that's kind of what I wanted to achieve with the title cut and with all the songs really on the album, People, Places, and Songs.
You know, Greg, as we finish up, I think sometimes every song, I believe, on an album will affect different people in different ways. I mean, it may affect you, the mm-hmm. writer or the singer, in a certain way, just like the song Me to We. It kind of affects me differently than it does other people. But People, Places, and Songs is a great album, and I know it's for anybody. Anybody can get something from one of those songs on that album. So everybody, GregBlakeMusic.com. IBMA Male Vocalist of the Year, Greg Blake, Turnberry Recording Artist. You can catch him on social media. Greg, I always give this opportunity to everybody that I talk with. What would you like to tell the audience out there right now? Give us the last word.
Well, Al, I just I appreciate all the wonderful bluegrass fans out there and classic country music enthusiasts as well. One thing I love about this context is that, you know, these people, I've always thought of them as really family. And I've always enjoyed the encouragement and the support and the camaraderie that I receive everywhere I go all around the world. It just seems like that's the common denominator with these folks who love bluegrass music. And I just want to say thanks for all the wonderful support and the friendship around the world, and I hope to get to see you out there somewhere.
Greg, thank you so much. You have a blessed 2024. God bless you on this trip that you got coming up. Be safe and many more, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there on the music scene somewhere.
Thanks for having me, Al.